Allergy season does not slow down when you are on the move. That's why Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are ready whenever sneezes strike. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are allergist approved and silky soft for up to 100% irritation-free skin. And now with the new Kleenex Snap and Go, you can get that same gentle care made for life on the go. Get the Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues you love in a new, compact, durable package. New Kleenex Snap and Go snaps shut for a clean tissue anytime, anywhere. For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex Snap and Go.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
I want to go through the Nancy Guthrie theories, because there's a lot of them. And everybody's got opinions, and you're welcome to all of them. And I'd love for you to drop them in the comment section as we go through all of this. But I think it's important if you're, you know, just kind of following this case on the periphery, which I think a lot of people are, because we have busy lives and don't have the bandwidth to follow every waking moment of this, because there's so much noise out here in this case. And this piece, we're going to go through some of the biggest ones, and we're going to do a more expanded version of this next week, going into greater detail on each of these. So be sure to press subscribe. But let's work our way through some of the stuff, because I get questions all the time of this case and people asking questions based on facts, and I put that in air quotes, that they believe are facts because they've been presented as such, but really I have nothing to do with the case, or not even real, or are blatant misinformation that people are putting out there just to steer you into things that aren't true, and they're getting their jollies doing it. Their video has been circulating online, hundreds of thousands of views, with a title linking Nancy Guthrie's disappearance to a multi-billion dollar pharmaceutical fraud. The video builds an entire conspiracy. Patents. Corporate silencing, a woman who knew too much. It's detailed, it's confident, and it's built on a single foundational claim about who Nancy Guthrie is, a claim that is provably, verifiably, completely fabricated. It's delivered by an older gentleman who's 1,000% AI, but you look at it and you go, what is this? This looks like an older man delivering a very confident speech. It's spooky. Welcome to the world of AI, kids. One web search would have killed it. Nobody really ran with the story. I remember seeing it early on, months ago. I remember looking at it on YouTube. I mean, it tells you just how quickly AI is evolving. And it fooled me for a moment. I started Googling, what is this? What is this story? Who is this older gentleman sharing this? Like, what is this all about? All, yes. All AI. Let's throw this into the ether and see how gullible people are. Answer, very. So reputable news outlets didn't run with it because it wasn't anything. Somebody literally made this up. But they published it as if it was real. And people kept watching. We'll get to exactly what they got wrong, because when you see it, you'll understand how the entire theory collapses, because it's based on nothing. Just made up things, made up storylines about Nancy that were not her, not part of her life. It's literally just fiction. The video is even the most elaborate theory out there right now. The comment sections on this case have turned into something it's rarely seen. People are running gate analysis on grainy doorbell footage. They've decided the FBI is secretly holding Nancy in protective custody as part of an intelligence extraction tied to Iranian sleeper cells. Yeah, that sounds legit. People have constructed a theory where Nancy, an 84-year-old woman who has difficulty walking and needs daily medication to keep her heart functioning, orchestrated her own disappearance out of compassion for her family. These are real theories written by real people being shared thousands of times. And I understand the impulse. When a case this high profile goes this long without an arrest, people fill the vacuum. That is human nature. But human nature doesn't make something true. And right now, the gap between what the comments believe and what the evidence actually shows has gotten so wide. It is worth going through the biggest theories one by one with receipts, not opinions, not I think, documented on the record facts versus what the internet has decided happened. One of those theories requires you to believe the FBI is running the most wasteful, most public, self-sabotaging protection operation in the history of federal law enforcement. Another is doing real damage to real people, and the kindest of the four falls apart the moment you look at the medical evidence. So let's do this. The protective custody theory. Let's go into that one. Okay. It goes like this. Nancy isn't really missing. She's in FBI custody. The disappearance was staged as part of an intelligence extraction connected to something called a 2003 connection, allegedly involving high-level patents in an Iranian cell. The ransom notes were a smokescreen, and the FBI discouraged the family from paying because they knew the whole thing was theater. It's elaborate, it's detailed, and it requires you to ignore virtually everything that has actually happened in the investigation. Let's start with the theory needed to be true. The FBI would have had to stage blood on an 84-year-old woman's front porch, blood that was DNA tested and confirmed to be Nancy's. They would have had to disconnect her pacemaker from her Apple Watch at 2:28 a.m. to sell the act. They'd have to release doorbell footage of a masked man, armed man, to the entire country, footage they recovered from the camera's back-end system after the camera was disconnected. As part of the performance, they would have had to double their reward to $100,000. Then the family would have had to add $1 million on top of that. The FBI would have had to have processed over 13,000 tips through a 24-hour command post staffed around the clock by agents and forensic examiners to maintain a fiction. They'd have to have partnered with the Pima County Sheriff's Department, a department they've been publicly clashing with over evidence, custody, and jurisdiction, and somehow keep that secret enough and keep this secret of this all being a farce through all of that, all those people, all those that institutions, all of it. And then on June 9th, the Pima County Sheriff's Department officially reclassified the case from a missing persons investigation to a homicide investigation. The FBI did not push back. If Nancy Guthrie were alive and in federal protective custody, the FBI just allowed local law enforcement to publicly declare her dead to reclassify the case in a way that implies they believe she's been killed. That doesn't happen. In any scenario, in any universe, an active federal protection operation does not allow a partner agency to publicly reclassify the protected person's case as a homicide. That's not how any of this works. And the foundation of the theory, the 2003 connection, the patents, the Iranian cell, has never appeared in any court filing, any FBI statement, any reporting from any credible outlet. These details exist only in comment sections and conspiracy threads. They have no sourcing. They have no origin point. They materialized in the disclosure the way rumors do, repeated enough times that they start to feel like facts. They aren't. They're things people made up and have been repeated. Now the healthcare fraud theory. Remember that video I mentioned at the top, the one built on a fabricated claim about who Nancy is? This is that theory, and this is where the fabrication lived. The theory Nancy was about to expose a massive healthcare fraud. The number that gets thrown around is $328 billion. She allegedly mailed a report days before she vanished. She reportedly had been followed for a month. The abduction was a silencing operation. Here's the problem. The viral video, the one with hundreds of thousands of views, identifies Nancy Guthrie as an 84-year-old pharmaceutical compliance officer from Columbus, Ohio. Nancy Guthrie lived in Tucson, Arizona. She was a retired grandmother. She was not a pharmaceutical compliance officer, and she was not from Columbus. The video fabricated her personal identity, invented it out of nothing, and built an entire conspiracy on top of that invention. That's the foundational claim I told you about. That's what one search would have killed. And the dollar figure, the $328 billion, well, that comes from an entirely separate news story that was running at the same time Nancy disappeared. On February 4th, 2026, 3 days after Nancy vanished, the Trump administration announced a lawsuit against California over alleged medical fraud. CMS Administrator Dr. Mehmet Oz described Los Angeles County as an epicenter for healthcare fraud, citing billions in alleged Medicare and Medicaid fraud tied to hospice and home care schemes. It was a massive federal story. It had absolutely nothing to do with Nancy Guthrie, with Tucson, or with any individual whistleblower. But the timing was close enough. Nancy's name was everywhere. The fraud story was everywhere. And someone welded them together. Not a credible news outlet. No. Just somebody that made a YouTube video with a AI character on it that looked old and might have knowledge and relayed the information in a very calm way. People ate it up. The entire theory rests on a fabricated identity in a viral video and a dollar figure borrowed from an unrelated federal lawsuit that happened to break the same week. But here's what's harder. The next theory isn't built on a fabricated video. The next theory here, it's built on something that feels like evidence. And that's what makes it more dangerous. A significant number of commenters are convinced the family is involved. We've heard this already, and we are not saying the family is involved. We are addressing the theory. Specifically, Tommaso and Annie. They've gone deep on this. They've analyzed the gait of the person on the doorbell footage and claim it perfectly matches Tommaso's walk. They point to inheritance, gambling debts, financial motives, just shit they pulled out of the thin air. It feels investigative. It has the texture of real analysis, and it's doing real harm to real people. So let's take this apart layer by layer. On February 16, Sheriff Nanos publicly cleared the entire Guthrie family, all siblings and all spouses, as suspects. He stated they were cleared in the first few days of the investigation and had been, in his words, 100% cooperative. His exact statement to suggest otherwise is not only wrong, it is cruel, he said. The Guthrie family are victims, plain and simple. I know what some of you are thinking. Don't trust Nanos. And I agree, but not on this. Spent a lot of time on this show examining exactly why that distrust is earned. But this isn't a Nanos opinion. This is a factual statement about the investigative record. The family was investigated and eliminated from the suspect pool within days. The FBI, which has been running its own parallel investigation and has clashed with the sheriff's department on multiple fronts, has never contradicted that clearance. Not once. Now, the gait analysis, this is where people genuinely believe they're doing forensic work. And I need to be direct about what's actually happening. The FBI's operational technology division, the people who do this professionally with calibrated equipment and forensic standards that actually hold up in federal court, perform the actual analysis of the doorbell footage. Their conclusion, a male approximately 5'9" to 5'10", average build, wearing a black 25-liter Ozark Trail hiker pack backpack. That's a Walmart exclusive brand. And investigators have been working backwards through sales records to trace it. And at no point did the FBI's forensic division identify anything in the footage consistent with a family member. Meanwhile, commenters are claiming they can identify a specific person from a compressed nighttime partial body doorbell clip recorded from a single angle. Professional gait analysis, the kind that's actually admissible, requires controlled conditions, multiple camera angles, calibrated distances, and extensive reference footage of the person being compared. What's happening in the comments isn't analysis, it's confirmation bias with a play button. People decided the answer first and then found the evidence to support it. But the footage itself tells you more than any gait ever could. The person on the porch discovered the doorbell camera on scene and improvised. He covered it with a gloved hand, and he looked around, grabbed weeds from the yard, and used them to conceal the lens. That's reactive. That's someone who didn't know the camera was there. A family member executing a planned operation against their own relative knows exactly what cameras are on the house. They don't show up and improvise with yard debris. The behavior on that porch is consistent with someone unprepared, not someone executing a plan. I also need to say something about what this story does to actual people. Early in this investigation, there were claims that law enforcement source identified Thomas O as a prime suspect. The sheriff's office had to issue an extraordinary public statement defending the family. The family had to absorb that accusation publicly while their mother was missing, while they were cooperating fully with investigators, while they were putting up $1 million of their own money for information. Every person pushing this theory in the comments is continuing that damage. They're doing to a real family what the internet did to Richard Jewell. Who's Richard Jewell? Olympic Park bomber, quote unquote. He really wasn't. But that's what people identify him as from the Atlanta Olympics in the 90s. Look it up. He was on every headline for several days, weeks even, I believe, if I'm remembering right. I was a kid. A garbage can blew up at the Olympics when they were held in Atlanta in the 90s. Everybody, or initially the suspect, was publicly named Richard Jewell. He was not the man who did it. He was actually a hero in the case. But for the rest of his life, he lived with that stigma. There's a movie about it. It came out a couple years ago. They're accusing people of the worst thing a person can do. Harming their own mother, their own grandmother, without a single piece of actual evidence. Just a doorbell clip and a feeling. That last theory comes from a different place than the others. It's not hostile. It's not conspiratorial. It comes from empathy. Misplaced empathy, but empathy. The theory goes like this. Nancy, in constant pain and deeply religious, arranged her own disappearance with a hired hand to end her suffering in a way that would spare her family. The family would eventually find her and have closure. It's a story people tell themselves because it's gentler than the alternatives. But it falls apart completely against the medical and physical evidence. Nancy Guthrie has a pacemaker. She has difficulty walking. She requires daily medication for a heart condition, and medical experts have stated publicly that going without her blood pressure medication could result in a pacemaker failure, heart attack, or stroke. The sheriff described her as a vulnerable adult. The theory requires an 84-year-old woman with limited mobility and a pacemaker to have secretly hired a masked armed stranger to appear on her doorbell camera at 2 in the morning to have her own blood on the front porch, blood confirmed by DNA testing, and to have abandoned all of her medication, to have gone dark on her pacemaker monitoring, and to have vanished in the Arizona desert in chronic pain without the medication keeping her alive so that her children could find her at some unspecified later date. The theory requires Nancy to have planned the most violent, traumatic, and medically dangerous exit imaginable while simultaneously being described by everyone who knows her as sharp, gentle, and deeply connected to her family. She had to have decided, I'm just going to go disappear, leave them wondering and heartbroken, and they'll find me dead. Doesn't that sound like a great way to end it? It doesn't hold. It can't hold. The blood, the pacemaker, the physical limitations, and the homicide reclassification all say the same thing. Whatever happened to Nancy Guthrie was done to her, not by her. So, where does that leave us? It leaves us with evidence that points to something far less cinematic than Iranian sleeper cells or multi-billion dollar fraud schemes or family conspiracies. A person with a $25 Walmart backpack showed up into an 84-year-old woman's house in the middle of the night. He didn't know about the doorbell camera. He improvised when he found it. There was blood on the porch. The pacemaker went dark. Nancy hasn't been seen since. Not a thriller. not a conspiracy. It's a crime committed by someone who is unprepared, someone who's been living with what they did ever since. I understand why the theories exist. When a case goes this long without an arrest, people want an explanation. Something that matches the scale of the injustice. Conspiracies feel solvable if you just connect enough dots. The picture emerges, but the dots in this case don't connect to a shadow operation. They connect to a vulnerable woman, a chaotic crime, and an investigation that is grinding forward now officially as a homicide. Every fabricated theory that goes viral generates tips. Investigators are obligated to process every single one. The FBI has received tens of thousands every hour an agent spends running down a gait analysis theory from a commenter or chasing a fictional pharmaceutical fraud connection is an hour not spent on actual forensic trails. The DNA, the backpack sales records, the video enhancement, the cell tower data. The noise doesn't just distract the audience. It buries the investigation. It gives the one person who actually knows what happened more room to breathe. The instinct to investigate isn't the problem. The problem is when the theories start mattering more than the facts. When a fabricated video gets more views than the FBI's actual suspect description. When a gait analysis in comment sections gets more traction than the forensic work being done by people who've spent their careers on exactly this. Nancy Guthrie is still missing. The reward stands at over $1 million. If you know something, not a theory, not a hunch, not something you read in a comment section, call the Pima County Sheriff's Department, 520-351-4900, or better yet, easier to remember, 1-800-CALL-FBI. 1-800-CALL-FBI. Those calls matter. The theories don't. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. We'll continue this there. And like I said, and do a full, even greater breakdown of each one of those and some others in their own individual videos this next week. So press subscribe so you don't miss that. All right. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We will talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $1 million each for stolen funds, fees for experts and lawyers, and out-of-pocket expenses. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join now and save up to 30% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.